12 nights, 12 chapters, each one a step deeper in the house. And now, the 13th. The walls remember your voice, the mirrors have learned your face, and the house is almost ready to let go. This is the final night, the last chapter of Threshold, which means it is the last night of 13 Nights of Macabre. If you've made it this far, you've already been counted.
Chapter 13, Threshold. Mourning is an idea, not a light, but the house wears it anyway. The air is less cold. The lavender smells like it's remembering itself. I stand facing the red door, ledger tucked against my chest, pen in my fingers like a wand someone very kind finally handed me. Behind the door, the blue hall, patient, empty, reflective. Behind me, the frames with their polite tilts, their penciled edges, their rules like prayers.
What do you want?
I ask the house one last time. The frames answer by straightening every one until the hallway is neat enough to pass inspection. It feels like gratitude.
Return what you borrow,
I tell it.
I know.
I take the clear marble from my pocket. It behaves like a marble until it doesn't. The weight slips, the edges soften, the thread of absence inside unravels into a thin line of light that looks like an awful lot like a seam.
Lights lie,
I say.
But names don't.
I set the knot marble on the floor at the exact edge of the threshold. It sizzles like a drop of rain on a hot pan and becomes a line of bright, clean nothing that divides Red Hall from the blue in a way even the house can't argue with.
Rule 9.
I say, and I say it like a benediction.
Keep to your side.
From the other hallway, the mirror leans a degree, interested. The other me lingers just behind the glass, calm now, no longer coaxing, simply watching.
You have my room,
she says.
Downstairs. You can keep the crib,
I say.
I'm giving back the name.
I open the ledger to Rule 13. The neat hand glows on the page. Below it, I add a smaller line in my own handwriting. If the house remembers, it must also forget. The paper warms, then cools. The ink dries like a closed eye. A wind I can't feel ruffles the runner. The red door sighs, frustrated, reconcealed. A click answers deep inside the wall like a jaw unclenching. Somewhere in the nursery, the wardrobe unlocks. Keys rattle and then go still. Upstairs, the baby monitor whispers,
"Good night,"
in a voice that sounds like a mother who finally got to sleep. I set my palm flat against the red door. It does not breathe. I press hard. It opens not to the blue hall, but to the same hall I stand in, clean and ordinary in morning gray. The mirror across the way shows nothing but a bald wall. The line of light on the floor fades like chalk. The house reminds me gently, ritual complete.
Sunshine,
I say, and smile into the empty.
I'm going home.
I step through. The front door key turns without commentary. The latch opens like a held breath released. Outside, the street is exactly the same as it was at 9:47 last night when I arrived. Wet leaves, a stop sign, a neighbor's porch light left on, like a lighthouse who fell asleep at work. I lock the Merrill house and slide the key under the mat for the realtor. In the glass of the front door, my reflection smiles back. It smiles a fraction too long.
Return what you borrow.
The not me whispers through the glass in a voice only I can hear. Her palm lifts and meets mine through the pane, warm as a held coin. Behind her, down the entry hall, the frames are all straight.
Thank you,
I tell her. It feels right to mean it. She tilts her head, curious and kind, and then turns away, walking back toward the red door that isn't there anymore. When the realtor arrives later with a new family, he will notice that the house smells better. He'll say so, relieved. He will not mention the one photo on the wall that seems to change when he looks away. The one that sometimes shows a woman with a ledger under her arm, exiting into morning. The little girl will linger in the entry and trace her finger along a faint line on the door, invisible to everyone else, like a seam that used to be there. "Come on, Sunshine," her mother will call, distracted, and the house, good host that it is, will from now on keep its hands to itself.
Every house keeps its ghost. But sometimes, the ghost learns to keep the house. And when memory finally lets go, what's left behind isn't fear, it's peace. I hope you've enjoyed this story and this year's journey through the dark with us. This has been 13 Nights of Macabre, presented by Macabre Mondays. Thank you for listening, for stepping across the threshold, and for staying. Until next October, keep your lights low, your doors locked, and your mirrors covered. Good night and happy Halloween.